Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
People in Odyssey wonder how Jack and Lucy stay friends, especially since it seems like Jack is always getting Lucy into some kind of trouble. Well, today is no exception.
Jack.
Hi, Lucy.
I've been looking all over Wits End for you. You said all you were going to do was get a quick drink downstairs and we'd go.
I decided to come up here and look around in this, what's this room called again?
The Bible room.
Yeah. Boy, it sure is neat of Mr. Whittaker to set these displays up. It's no wonder all the kids like to come to Wits End. There's so many rooms and...
But we're not supposed to be here, Jack. We're supposed to be at the church helping with cleanup day. Your parents said so.
Don't worry about it. We'll get there, sooner or later.
But that's where I told my parents I'd be.
Who's stopping you? I want to look around this room. Don't be such a nag, Lucy.
But Jack...
Hello, Jack. Hi, Lucy. I was wondering if anyone was up here.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. We were just leaving.
No, we weren't. I was just looking around. I know all the displays show something from the Bible, but I don't understand some of them.
Which one?
This suit armor over here.
You don't know what that's illustrating?
Wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. We learned about it in church last Sunday. Because King David wore armor when he went to battle?
Well, not exactly. Take a closer look.
Oh, you have writing on everything. The breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith. What is all this?
Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
Oh, I get it.
I don't.
See, we have the belt of truth around the waist, and the breastplate of righteousness, and the shield of faith, and the helmet of salvation. It's all in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 to 15.
Wow! What's this over here?
Jack!
What's it look like?
A mirror, but I don't see myself. It's all dark.
Well, this is a very special mirror. It won't let you see yourself unless you say a Bible verse first.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Hey, I can see myself!
Now we see in a mirror dimly, but soon we shall see face to face.
That's neat, Mr. Whittaker. Does it do anything else?
Sure. What? Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
And we know that in God all things work together for the good, for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
Wow, how does it know to do that?
Oh, I can't tell. It's a secret.
Boy, that's great.
And over there is our wall of Jericho. And one day this area over here will become Noah's Ark.
One day?
It takes time getting the animals together, if you know what I mean.
And what's this big fish?
That's Jonah's.
Jonah's?
You mean Jonah the whale?
Well, the Bible doesn't say for sure that it was a whale, just that it was a big fish. Do you know the story?
I've heard it.
Well, I think I heard it in Sunday school once, but I don't remember all of it.
I can tell you on the way out, Jack.
Be quiet, Lucy. I'd rather hear it from Mr. Whittaker. Tell me the story, please, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, sounds like Lucy's in a hurry to leave.
She can leave if she wants. I want to hear about Jonah.
Lucy?
I want to hear the story, Mr. Whittaker, but we have to... I have to...
Sit down and be quiet, Lucy. It won't take long.
Oh, all right. But I'm not gonna feel good about it at the end.
Don't be so whiny. Go on, Mr. Whittaker. Tell the story.
Well, I don't want to tell you. I think it works better when you close your eyes and concentrate real hard. There's so much more to the story if you use your imagination. That's one of the wonderful things about our imaginations. If you use it right, it's almost as if you were really there.
Okay, here goes.
Good. Now, our story is in an Old Testament book appropriately named after Jonah. Jonah wasn't a regular man. He was a prophet, a man who was called by God to do special things. In this case, God told Jonah to go to the distant city called Nineveh. It was a long journey across Israel by camel.
By camel? But I thought he was on a ship in a storm at sea.
Well, that's because you know the story. You see, Jonah was nowhere near where God told him to be. He decided he didn't want to go to Nineveh, and there he was on a ship headed the other way. Now just imagine it.
That should be easy.
Everything was sailing along smoothly, and Jonah thought he could get away from God. But then this storm came up.
What are you doing on the deck? Are you out of your minds? Quickly, come below with me! I don't care what money we lose. Money is worthless if we give up our lives in this storm. We must go into the cargo hold.
Captain! Captain!
What?
I found these two stowaways wandering on the deck.
Stowaways? We're not...
Quiet, child.
Stowaways? What do I care of stowaways? The storm is destroying my ship and you bring me stowaways. Listen to me, men. We must throw the cargo overboard to lighten the ship and pray to your gods it's enough to save us from this storm.
I'm praying.
Everyone to the hold to help get rid of these boxes. You children, too. If you're going to stow away on my ship, you're going to have to work.
So they all went down into the ship to start dumping the cargo overboard. There they found a man asleep.
You there! Wake up!
What's wrong?
What is wrong? Who are you? What is your name?
Jonah.
Jonah? Tell me, Jonah, how can you sleep in this storm? Get up! Pray to your God to deliver us from death!
So they threw box after box and crate after crate overboard to lighten the ship. And they prayed to all the gods they could think of, except the one true God, because they didn't know him yet. But all their praying didn't work, and the storm lashed out in fury against them.
Captain, we have thrown everything overboard, but we're still sinking. What are we going to do?
This is a curse of some sort. One of the gods is angry at one of us.
Or maybe a god is angry because of the little stowaways. Children are always bad luck on a ship. Throw them overboard.
What?
Wait, you can't throw us overboard.
We can't? Why not?
Because you tell them, Lucy.
Because it wouldn't be nice, that's why.
Way to go, Lucy.
Come on, grab them.
Wait. Throw them overboard would be murder. They'll die in that storm.
We're all going to die.
Wait, stop! I am the captain of this ship, and I will decide if anybody gets thrown overboard or not.
Captain, it would be very unwise for us to throw these little ones over the side.
Why?
What if we are wrong? Then their gods will be mad and kill us for sure. There is one sure way to find the one who is causing this.
And what way is that, good sailor?
Must cast lots.
Do what?
Cast lots. You see, they would write everyone's name on a small tablet and put the tablets in a cup, shake them up, and spill them on the floor or a table. The first tablet to come out would have the name of the guilty person.
And the winner is...
Quiet, Jack.
Jonah!
I knew it all along.
Jack!
All right, Jonah. Tell us, who are you? And why is this happening to us?
I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord God of Israel, who made this sea and all the lands.
The storm is the work of the God of the Jews.
We're doomed!
Why is he doing this? What have you done to offend him?
I am running away from him because he told me to do something I did not want to do.
What? Run from a god? You cannot run from the gods. How could you do this to us?
The storm is getting worse.
We're going to die because of this man's foolishness.
Jonah, what should we do to you to make this storm go away?
Throw me into the sea. It's my fault this is happening to you. Throw me overboard and you'll be safe.
Let's do it! Quickly before we sink!
No! There must be another way. To throw him into the sea will kill him. I will not be responsible for this man's death any more than I would have allowed the stowaways to die.
Then what shall we do?
We do everything we can to row back to the land and let him off. Maybe then his god will be satisfied. Every able man to the oars!
The captain meant well. They rowed and rowed until the men nearly dropped from exhaustion. But the storm was terrible and they couldn't get back to land. Finally...
All right, Jonah. We will do it your way. We will throw you over the side. And may your god have mercy on your soul. Come, open the door.
Come on, Lucy.
No, I don't want to watch.
Oh, you're such a baby. Come on, we have to see the whale.
It's not a whale, it's a big fish.
I don't care what you call it. It's stupid to go all this way and not see it.
Ugh, I don't know how I let you talk me into these things.
Come on, they're on the deck.
All right, grab his feet. You men, get his arms. Ready? One. Two. Have to do that. Close the door. Now, let's see about our two little stowaways. Where are they?
I thought they were with you.
I saw them on deck when we threw Jonah overboard.
Now they're gone. They must have been swept overboard.
We'll find out what happens to Jack and Lucy when we return to today's Adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, back to Adventures in Odyssey.
Jack, are you there? It's so dark I can't see anything. Jack?
I'm over here.
Over where? Where are we?
Take a whiff. Can't you tell?
Ooh, it smells like fish. You mean we're in the belly of the whale?
Big fish, Lucy. It sure seems like it.
But we're on the ship. How did we get in here?
This is a story, Lucy. We can go wherever the storyteller wants us to.
Would you two keep it down, please? I'm trying to think.
Who is that?
Who do you think?
Jonah?
You got it, kiddo. Boy, you'd think in the stomach of a fish you could find some peace and quiet. Why don't you kids go out and play in some other fish? I've got problems to sort out.
Boy, you sure do. Why did you do it, Mr. Jonah? I don't understand why you thought you could run away from God.
What's to understand? You've never run from God? You never thought you could do something and he wouldn't see,
Well, I guess I have.
Of course you have. We all have. We think we run and we hide from God, but God is everywhere. I finally realized that when the storm came up. I thought, Jonah, you're a foolish man. God knew where you were all the time.
But God talked to you. I'd listen if God spoke to me out loud.
Would you?
Yeah.
Tell me something, smart boy. Do you always listen to your parents?
Well, no.
But you see them. You hear them. They speak to you out loud.
Yeah, but that's different.
Why? In our sacred scriptures, God commands us to obey our parents. Are you not commanded to do the same?
Well...
Yes, we are.
There you have it. God commands you to obey your parents, so when you disobey your parents, you disobey God too. It is the same thing, you see? You have no excuse, just as I have no excuse. And for my disobedience, I wind up here, in the belly of a whale.
Big fish.
Whatever.
I usually wind up in my room when I disobey.
I'll trade places with you anytime.
No, thanks. Boy, this story was fun up until now. Now I feel bad.
You and me both, kiddo.
I should have done what my parents told me. I should have gone to church cleanup day.
Yes, and I should have done what my God told me.
And I should never listen to Jack again.
So, what are we gonna do?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to ask for forgiveness. Will you excuse me? I have some praying to do.
And pray he did, for 8 verses in the 2nd chapter of the book of Jonah. Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days until God had the fish spit him back on land. And God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach. The city had become so wicked and evil that God was going to destroy it if they didn't repent and turn to God.
All rise for the king of Assyria and the lord of the city of Nineveh.
Thank you, good subjects. What manner of business do we have in the court today?
Spies, your highness.
Spies? Spies? Who? Where?
Here.
What? These two strange-looking and smelly little children are spies?
First I'm a stowaway, and then I'm a spy. What kind of story is this anyway?
Like you said, we go wherever the storyteller sends us.
I found them wandering through the palace.
Oh? And just why, prithee tell, were you two urchins wandering through my palace?
We were lost, your highness.
You were lost, Lucy. I was looking for a place to wash this fish juice off of me. It stinks.
You use the king's palace as a bathhouse?
It wasn't my idea. One minute we're on a sinking boat, and the next minute we're in the belly of a big fish, and then...
This is nonsense.
But it's true. Jack and I were supposed to go to church cleanup day, but then Jack wanted to go to Wits End for a drink first, and then we wound up in the Bible room.
All right, guard. This is foolishness. Throw them in the dungeon. Next time, my young spies, you go on your church cleanup and avoid the wrath of the king.
It's my dad I'm worried about.
Your Highness, if we throw them in the dungeon, the prisoners will revolt.
Why? Because the king has arrested children?
No, because they smell so bad.
They'll get used to it. Take them away.
Your Highness?
What? Who is it that enters my presence so rudely?
It's me, Your Excellency. I'm Magnan, your brother-in-law.
I know. Now what's the problem?
There's a man crying in the streets.
Give him a hanky and send him home. What do I care? I'm a king, not a babysitter.
No. I mean he's shouting in the streets.
Oh.
He says that the sins of the city are an offense
to the Most High God, and unless you repent, God will destroy you and all of Nineveh with you.
Jonah!
Oh, my wheelmates.
Big fish.
Well, someone please tell me what's going on. I mean, I know I'm only the king at all.
Oh, great king of Assyria and lord of Nineveh, know this. As it was in the days of Lot, and the Lord poured down destruction upon Sodom and Gomorrah, so shall it be in Nineveh, unless you and your people repent with sackcloth and ashes. So says the Lord God of Israel.
The God of Israel? We in Nineveh know well the works of the God of Israel. His miracles are known throughout the world.
This same God will take this city in judgment for its sins unless you repent within 40 days.
Then tell us, O great prophet, what we must do to please God and save our city.
And so Nineveh and all its people turned from their evil ways, and God saved the city.
And everyone lived happily ever after, right?
Well, not exactly. Jonah left Nineveh, but he still hadn't learned his lesson.
You mean he ran away again?
Well, no, but being the stubborn sort of fellow that he was, he got a little angry because God didn't destroy Nineveh.
He was mad because God saved the city?
Yep.
But why?
Well, it's hard to know for sure. Maybe because the people of Nineveh were enemies of Israel and Jonah thought God should kill them, but, well, there he was, angry and miserable like a spoiled child. He said,
Lord, I knew this would happen. I knew you'd spare them if they repented. You may as well take my life away. It's better for me to die than to live.
And Jonah sat down away from the city to see if anything would happen. It was a real hot day and God let a large vine grow behind him for shade. And Jonah waited and waited all day, but nothing happened to Nineveh. He finally got tired and fell asleep. While Jonah slept, God had a worm chew into the vine so that it died. The next day, Jonah started to gripe and complain. Just because the sun was hot and the vine wasn't around to give him some shade anymore. So God said, "Do you have a right to be angry about the vine?"
"I do. I'm so angry that I wish I were dead."
But God said, "You are bothered because the vine died, but you didn't plant it or help it to grow. And yet Nineveh has over 120,000 people in it. You are more concerned about the vine than you were all those people. Why shouldn't I have pity on them?" And that's where the story of Jonah ends.
Wow!
Do you think he learned his lesson?
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Jack? Would you learn a lesson after all that?
You better believe it. Uh-oh.
Oh, what's wrong?
I missed the church cleanup day. My parents told me to go.
Yeah, and I told my parents I was going to help, too. Now I feel terrible.
You didn't miss the church cleanup day?
We didn't?
No. Right before I came up here, the pastor called and said it was postponed until next Saturday.
So we get a second chance, just like Jonah did. Isn't that great, Jack?
Yeah. What do you want to do with the rest of the afternoon?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Well, you're welcome to come with me if you want.
Really? What are you going to do?
Oh, I thought I'd go up to the lake and do some fishing. Want to come?
Oh, come on, Lucy.
Forget it.
You're such a spoil sport.
I don't know if I'd want to go fishing after an adventure like that either, but I would certainly learn a lesson. You see, that's why God gave us the Bible, not only so we can enjoy it, but so we'll learn more about how to obey Him and do what's right. Just like Jonah. And if you like that story, pick up your Bible and read some of the others. You'll be amazed by what you'll find. Adventures and Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. All stories are written and directed by Paul McCusker and Phil Lawler. Our production engineers are Bob Luttrell and Dave Arnold. Our producer is Steve Harris and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again for another Adventure in Odyssey.